This is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Hello. The Russian dissident Vladimir Karamurza, who was released on Thursday as part of the largest East-West prisoner exchange since the Cold War, has told the BBC he thought he would die in a Siberian jail. Mr. Karamurza is a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin and the war in Ukraine. Here's Sarah Rainsford.
A week ago, the Russian dissident was in a Siberian prison cell serving 25 years for his peaceful opposition to Vladimir Putin. Now he's been reunited with his family after a complex prisoner exchange that surprised everyone, including Mr. Karamurza himself. Speaking in Germany, he told me he'd spent the past 11 months in solitary confinement. Once a strong moral voice inside Russia, Vladimir Karamurza has been forced into exile, and his country is still waging the war on Ukraine he wanted to stop.
Mali says it's cutting diplomatic relations with Ukraine after Kyiv suggested it had a role in deadly fighting near the Algerian border last month. Paddy Maguire reports.
It was a rare admission by Mali's army that it had suffered significant losses during the 2 days of fighting in late July. Both Malian soldiers and dozens of Russian mercenaries were killed in clashes with Tuareg rebels and Al-Qaeda-linked militants. So after Andriy Yusov from Ukraine's military intelligence agency said last week the rebels had received the necessary information to carry out the attacks, Mali has expressed outrage and shock. In a statement, Colonel Abdoulaye Maiga said Ukraine had violated Mali's sovereignty and diplomatic relations would cease with immediate effect. The Wagner losses are thought to be the heaviest suffered by the group since it began helping Mali's military government fight the insurgents 2 years ago.
The British Prime Minister has described continuing disorder in towns and cities across the country as far-right thuggery. Keir Starmer said he would ensure that those involved were swiftly brought to justice. In the latest trouble, anti-immigration protesters attacked another hotel thought to be housing asylum seekers, this time in the town of Tamworth. Britain has temporarily withdrawn family members of its diplomats in Lebanon as fears rise of an all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah. A growing number of countries have urged their citizens to leave Lebanon immediately, but many flights in and out of the capital have been cancelled. The US National Security Council spokesman John Kirby has reiterated that the United States will stand with Israel in the event of any attack by Hezbollah or its ally Iran.
When the Supreme Leader says he's going to avenge, we have to take that seriously. Now, I don't know what they're going to do or when they're going to do it, but we got to make darn sure that we're ready. And that we have the capabilities in the region to be able to help Israel defend itself and, quite frankly, defend our own people, our own facilities, our own national security interests.
World News from the BBC. An Israeli airstrike has hit two schools in Gaza City, housing people displaced by the war with Hamas. Palestinian media say a number of people have been killed and others injured. The Israeli military said it had struck what it called Hamas control rooms in the school buildings. Footage on social media showed bodies inside the compound of one of the schools as people carried casualties, including children, to nearby hospitals. The UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk has urged the government in Bangladesh to stop targeting protesters after a day of unrest that left more than 90 people dead, including at least a dozen police. Many of the worst clashes were between supporters of the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and demonstrators demanding her resignation. She's previously described the protesters as terrorists. Rebels in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo have captured a second town close to the Ugandan border, hours after a ceasefire was due to have begun. The M23 rebels marched into Ishasha without a fight as Congolese police fled into Uganda. At the Paris Olympics, one of the highlights of the Games, the final of the men's 100 metres sprint, has been won by the American Noah Lyles. The Jamaican Kishane Thompson won silver. It's the first time in 20 years that an American has won the event. Ed Harry reports from Paris.
Lyles had told the world he was going to win the Olympic 100 metres, really from the moment that he captured the world title in the event a year ago. And here in Paris, he delivered the promised victory, only catching Kishane Thompson on the line. With both men awarded the same time, 9.79 seconds, they went to thousandths. And it was by 5/1000ths of a second that Lyles was declared the winner. Thompson took silver and Lyles' US teammate Fred Curley the bronze.
And that's the latest BBC News.